Pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero.
The future of shopping is going to transform more in the next 20 years than it has in the past 1,000. Thanks to advances in technology like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data analytics, shopping for clothing is going to be extremely different than it is today.
One.
If you remember from 1995, the movie Clueless, Cher goes into her closet and she looks at her computer, which is actually a database of everything in her closet, and that's how she picks out her outfit. And that was actually extremely visionary when it comes to the future of clothing, of shopping, because thanks to data, thanks to virtual reality, our shopping experiences in a store will be much different than it is today. When it comes to online shopping today, it's actually quite a flawed experience because sizing is a real problem. You might order 5 of the same dress just to figure out what size you are.
Three.
But with advances in augmented reality, you'll be able to figure out your size without having to return 5 items to the seller. And so shopping for clothing in the future will be extremely personalized and much less effort for both the customer and the company who today has to deal with this nightmare of returns in e-commerce.
Four.
The voice-activated assistant will only grow in its ability to understand what the customer wants and needs. For example, you might tell your voice-activated assistant, "Hey, Alexa, I have a date tonight. I need an outfit to go to the beach." And the activated assistant will tell you exactly what to wear, or maybe even deliver it to your door without having to do much effort.
Five.
The fact that people want things instantly is not going to change, but the methods to getting those items will absolutely change. And we're already starting to see companies like Amazon play with the idea of drone delivery because it's more environmentally friendly and even scalable than cars today. So in the future, we can expect to see even more instant delivery, but scaling that is incredibly hard for companies, but it could be even under 30 minutes.
Six.
Robots are already starting to change how employees and customers interact in a store. And we can only expect to see more robots and robotic process automation in different areas of the business, like supply chain, logistics. We can only expect to see more robots making their way into our customer experiences, but it's not going to be easy because even today, employees that have to manage the robots are very frustrated with the delinquency of these robots and also the monotony of having to do this day in and day out.
Seven.
Because today we have everything we could ever want from our fingertips, whether that's a Netflix show or ordering food to our couch. And in the future, we'll see even more on-demand products and services. So it will be even harder to get people away from their homes.
Eight.
It's more about providing a different elevated experience that's about teaching somebody something or giving them something they cannot get from their own home. And it's also about community because people still need people. And even if we have a technology-powered society in the future, people still crave human interaction and we have to leave the house to get that.
Zero.
The future of shopping is going to transform more in the next 20 years than it has in the past 1,000. Thanks to advances in technology like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data analytics, shopping for clothing is going to be extremely different than it is today.
One.
If you remember from 1995, the movie Clueless, Cher goes into her closet and she looks at her computer, which is actually a database of everything in her closet, and that's how she picks out her outfit. And that was actually extremely visionary when it comes to the future of clothing, of shopping, because thanks to data, thanks to virtual reality, our shopping experiences in a store will be much different than it is today. When it comes to online shopping today, it's actually quite a flawed experience because sizing is a real problem. You might order 5 of the same dress just to figure out what size you are.
Three.
But with advances in augmented reality, you'll be able to figure out your size without having to return 5 items to the seller. And so shopping for clothing in the future will be extremely personalized and much less effort for both the customer and the company who today has to deal with this nightmare of returns in e-commerce.
Four.
The voice-activated assistant will only grow in its ability to understand what the customer wants and needs. For example, you might tell your voice-activated assistant, "Hey, Alexa, I have a date tonight. I need an outfit to go to the beach." And the activated assistant will tell you exactly what to wear, or maybe even deliver it to your door without having to do much effort.
Five.
The fact that people want things instantly is not going to change, but the methods to getting those items will absolutely change. And we're already starting to see companies like Amazon play with the idea of drone delivery because it's more environmentally friendly and even scalable than cars today. So in the future, we can expect to see even more instant delivery, but scaling that is incredibly hard for companies, but it could be even under 30 minutes.
Six.
Robots are already starting to change how employees and customers interact in a store. And we can only expect to see more robots and robotic process automation in different areas of the business, like supply chain, logistics. We can only expect to see more robots making their way into our customer experiences, but it's not going to be easy because even today, employees that have to manage the robots are very frustrated with the delinquency of these robots and also the monotony of having to do this day in and day out.
Seven.
Because today we have everything we could ever want from our fingertips, whether that's a Netflix show or ordering food to our couch. And in the future, we'll see even more on-demand products and services. So it will be even harder to get people away from their homes.
Eight.
It's more about providing a different elevated experience that's about teaching somebody something or giving them something they cannot get from their own home. And it's also about community because people still need people. And even if we have a technology-powered society in the future, people still crave human interaction and we have to leave the house to get that.